Blog Talk Radio.
Well. Good afternoon on this bright, sunny day here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we want to welcome you to another edition of the National Black Unity News Radio Show. And as usual, we have our guest and publisher of the newspaper, Mr. David Murphy. And we're going to have an interesting dialogue and discussion today around the role of black media on black issues. So, go ahead and get this show started. We want to thank our listening audience out there of over 40-some thousand people for tuning in to another edition of Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. And why go pay all of that money to be on a terrestrial radio station and you still have to build a following and build a list of supporters? You can do it right here on Blog Talk Radio and pay a whole lot less money. How about $39 a month to be able to broadcast and get your information out there, because you still going to have to build that listener-supported base even if you're on terrestrial radio. So I really enjoy this platform. Been on here since 2007, over 11 years of broadcasting from this platform. And so we're thankful for the day that Almighty God has allowed us to see another day in which we're able to share information on this platform. So, Mr. Murphy, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Hey, really doing good today. And my grandson's over here visiting and looking forward to having some real meaningful dialogue with him right after the show. So let's get this started, man. Our topic for today is the role of black media on issues that affect the black community. So, if that's something that you deal with a lot, let's let you go ahead and kick it off.
Okay, great. First of all and foremost, I want to thank God for this great opportunity just to be here and to be with your listening audience and with you. And like I say, I'm extremely grateful because this is an opportunity. And it's always an opportunity to share with your fellow man about some of the things that you're doing, and also because I'm the bearer of information. I bring forth information from quite a few different people. So I take that as an honor and a privilege to be in that role. But based on the topic, black media and what role it has with the black issues, well, I'd like to start off with this. I'd like to set the foreground because people need to understand our position when it comes to media. First of all, we own less than 1% of the media in this country, here in the United States. And so therefore, the majority of information that we receive through media is coming from outside resources. And based on the history of this country and based on the media practices in this country, it does not favor black, African American, indigenous people in high favor. Normally they use what I like to call propaganda to send out subliminal messages to the masses about who we are and what we are. And unfortunately, a lot of us, through our thinking, sometimes we believe what we hear, and sometimes we believe what we see, hear and see on TV and read about. But like I said, I always encourage people to do research. And so the bottom line is this. They kind of sway the way information goes as far as dealing with our issues. And we have quite a few issues, especially here in this country. and throughout the diaspora as well, that man, on man's level of thinking, you know, there's certain groups of people who think they are higher, or maybe they think they're above other people. Not clumping everybody into one basket, but there is a consensus or an effort for some, and it's always the few who are in power. And that kind of control the media. And pretty much they kind of control our issues as well. And in a fair society, in a fair world, you know, we wouldn't have quite a beauty discourse. We would see each other as fellow beings, our fellow man. And that's the way we see it, you know, on a godly plane and even on a natural plane. But on man's plane, the game has been changed. And those who are in power, they make laws to represent those who are in power. And again, you know, I speak on these type of issues, on black issues and things like this often, because I'm not one of those type people conspiracy thinking type of person all the time. But you know, you got to call a spade a spade. You got to call things for what they are. Now, I'm being, by myself being in the media, I'm familiar with media, you know, because that's my area of expertise. And I see the playing fields are not equal. And so I'm here to help change the scenario, change the numbers, change the what you're hearing and what people are perceiving to be information that's for us. And so what the National Black Unity News does, we bring out information for you, and it's most importantly, it's by you. And so when we deal with a lot of black issues, unfortunately, the mass media kind of twist it and put, most likely use it in negative terms. And so therefore, we had a great disadvantage, I mean extremely disadvantage, when it comes to resources and information here in the United States. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I mean, to paint that picture, you know, there's topics that really need to be understood from a black perspective, in the perspective of us. Like, you know, people say when the lion does not tell the story, and he always is looked upon as the one that is hunted and being the victim. And so a lot of the news and stuff with people hear about us comes from victimization storyline of information that's posted and put out there. And you know, so there are some issues that, you know, really need to make sure that we have a black perspective on, you know, and so that leads people to always question, well, what is the black perspective? And the black perspective is what is in our best interest, and how do we, as self-determined people, define ourselves, name ourselves, speak for ourselves, instead of being defined, named, and spoken for by others. Our own Kuji Chagali, our own self-determination. So, you know, we're thankful for National Black Unity News publication, allowing different people to come together to tell a story, and a story that needs to be heard. And it's very interesting how you put together your national editors in terms of the publication that are able to share information from different walks of life that empower our people. And so give us a little perspective on how you structured finding editors for certain subject matters and how that could be covered in National Black Community News.
First and foremost, again, you know, you know, when I speak about David Murphy, but especially when it comes to the National Black Unity News, I'm just the, I would say, the point person, and I have no shame in my game when I tell you, you know, tell people this, that this came about, the National Black Unity came about by divine inspiration. I've always been a willing vessel when it comes to equality for my people, so I guess, and then I always, back in the day, I was one of those people that was directly affected by discrimination, and I seen it firsthand. Not only I see what happened to my father, my grandfathers, but I witnessed it for myself, and I seen the effects that it had on my life, and I'm still dealing with issues from way back then, but again, through divine inspiration, you know, there comes a time in a man's life, and I believe this happens to every individual, is that when, you know, we make choices, we have decisions to make, and sometimes we can do things in a positive way or a negative way. You can fight back by picking up a gun, or you can fight back by hating, you can fight back by doing a lot of, but I may say negative, there's a time for this, it's a time for war, it's a time for peace. But when you have to think strategically how to deal with a dominant society that may not favor you, you have to think on a divine type of inspiration, because hate is a sign of the things deeper. These are things that you can't see sometimes. And what I'm saying is this. You ask a basic, simple question, you know, how did I come about selecting editors and things like that? I'm trying to paint a picture to let people know that because of my life experiences and because of the disparities that takes place here in this country and what I've seen, I'm 67 years old, what I've seen the majority of my life, how equal, how intelligent my people are, but yet we have difficult times competing in the corporate world. We have difficult times competing just where we live. We have difficult times, just about always cross the gamut that when it comes to equality here in the United States of America. But because of much prayer and much determination, and they say, seek and you shall find. And that's what I did. I sought of a way to how we can fight back in a positive way. And so through divine inspiration, all my life, I've met positive people like yourself, Brother Satari, who's been out there on the front lines ever since I met you. 30, 40 years ago, you've been on the front lines. And I met a multitude of people who's doing the same thing. But unfortunately, most of us was having an extremely difficult time, just like every black person in this country. I don't care how much education you have, how much money you have. I don't care what state of mind that you may have. You will have a difficult time if you live here in the United States, just based on the color of your skin. And so when I submitted to God and I submitted to this task of fighting back in a positive way, I've met people like yourself. I've met so many wonderful people doing wonderful things, make great sacrifices. Those are the type of people that I selected or was sent to me to put forth this publication. See, it's not only do you have to have knowledge about a subject matter or something like that. Quite a few of us had that, but you have to have the right mindset and the right type of heart. A heart that cares about other people, especially your own people, and that you want to lift us out, you know, lift us up, not put us down. And so these are the type of people, you know, these are the characteristics of the majority of these people in the National Black Unity News. Number one, they are extremely knowledgeable about their subject matter. Number two, they had the right mindset to helping their fellow man out. And three, they have the spirit of collective works. They don't mind working with others for the best interest of all of us. And so those, that is pretty much the formula that we use in the National Black Unity News. So if you're out there and you have the mindset, you have the heart, and you have the wisdom and knowledge to help our people, I don't care if it's baking cakes or building bridges or mansions, whatever, you need to give us a call, because we like I say, it takes a village, it takes all of us, and all of us can bring something to the table. But like I said, it can't be all about me, myself, and I. It has to be about us and we, togetherness. And so with that being said, Brother Satabi, that is the formula of the National Black Unity News, because it's for us, it's by us, and it's for the upliftment of our people. That's what the National Black Unity News is all about, sir.
All right. Thank you for sharing that information on how the paper was put together and what it seeks to accomplish. And with that said and with that in mind, what are some of the top issues that you feel affect us right now as a people in this country?
Well, number one, is information. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we give very little information. In other words, we give very little truth when it comes to us. You know, our history was stolen in this country. Our identity was stolen. And so, you know, we are the most, how would you say, disenfranchised people in, I believe, in the world, but at the same time, we are the most resourceful, the most people that stood the test of time, the most, you know, people, I mean, we are made of such powerful stuff through it all, you know, but in any case, you know, I've met so many people. People wrote books about this, about that. We have people who have done research. We have people who have, I'll just make it plain, has the truth. But, you know, through a dominant society, they don't want the truth to be known, because they say that the truth will make you free. And a lot of people don't want you free. A lot of people want to keep it business as usual. A lot of people want to keep you in bondage. It's profitable to keep you in bondage from the slum lords, from the prison institutions, even our educational systems. It's designed to keep us in a certain state. And when a man seeks, I don't care what condition he's in or what condition they put you in, there's one thing that other men cannot reach, and that's your mindset. You have the power. You can conceive or give in, or you can use the power of your mind, because all the answers lies within. And if you look within yourself and know who you are and whose you are, no matter what other men may do to you, you can have a free mindset. And you can do things that is so powerful and so positive, you can actually alter or change this earth just by you being. Everybody, I believe, have enough power within them to alter the earth. And we do that in a negative manner or even in a positive manner. And so what I'm saying is this. Now, here I am. I'm a publisher of a National Black Unity newspaper. Brother Satabi, he just mentioned to you, he's been on this airways for about 11 years now. And see, you know, that's staying power. I've been publishing for over 30, close to 40 years now. See, that's determination. That's commitment. But we have one thing, we have a lot of things in common, but one of our main commitments, see, we'll go with or without the crowd, because it's in us. And I believe that every man, woman, and child has something in them. It's a natural law that wants you to take care of your family. You want your children to be better than you. You want your children to have a great life. You want to have a nice home just like everybody else. You want to supply food, shelter, just like everybody else. It's a natural law to want these type of things. But it's not natural when another man tried to hinder you from doing when they want the same thing as well. And so it's unnatural about a lot of things in this country. It's extremely unnatural. And so therefore, we have to use these other laws. I always tell people there are three sets of laws that I'm aware of. There's man's laws, there are natural laws, and there's godly laws. And we have to operate in all three principles. And most of us stay right here on earth where man laws take place, and we kind of work throughout that, and that's an unjust system. And as long as we continue to operate in this system, it's going to be a status quo, because it's not good, it's not just, it's not fair, and it never will be equal. And power only concedes the power. And they hold the power right now. Yet we have power, but our power is not concentrated the way it is. See, they come together. They work together. It's a concerted effort to keep you in a state of mind that you're in. So it would take the village. It would take us. This is what me and Brother Satawi are doing right now. It would take us to come together to bring forth information that's going to benefit you, not hurt you or not harm you. And we dedicated our lives to doing that. And so only thing we suggest to you is support, Brother Satari. Support this radio broadcast. Support the National Black Unity News. Because all of these programs I just mentioned are designed to support you. And I always have a saying, help me to help you so that we can help ourselves. See, it's not a David Murphy thing, not a Satari, it's a we, it's a us thing. See, what happens to me, what happened to you, what happened to my children, what happened to your children. My father, my grandfather was under the same principle of man's law here in this country. And it's not getting any better. You thought a few years ago we had Obama as president. Everybody thought everything was going to be equal and we moving on up, so to speak. But now look at what's happening now. Look at what's going on in the Trump administration. Crooks, dangerous people. People care nothing about you. People who will kill you. See, this is not only it's about survival, but for those of you, and you could hear, just listening to my voice, those of you who know, who operate on the other principles, those other laws, the godly laws, the natural laws, we cannot, or we should not, we should never bow down to these man's laws. We are better than that. God made us higher than that. And if we don't stand up or take a stand, I'm not saying put down any group or race of people. I'm not saying picking up guns and shooting other people. All I'm saying to this is this. It is written in this country that we spend $2.1 trillion annually in this country, but I believe personally it's about 4 or 5 times more than that, because they don't want you to know the truth about your true power. But that equates to about the 9th. I'm talking about if you took that type of money that we spend annually in this country alone, equates about the 9th or the 8th largest country in the world. Power, ladies and gentlemen, power, world power, sitting right here in the United States. I also tell people this as well. People come from all over the world to come to the neighborhood. They call what we call, they may call it the ghetto, they may call it the slums, or they call it the hood, but they come from all over the world to set up shop in our hoods and glean from it, take the riches from it, because there's money there. We spend money. We have the money to spend, but we don't use it properly. And so we have a lot of things. We have everything. I'll say this until the day I die, and I will still shout it out. I'm documented. We have everything we need. We may not have as much of it as somebody else at this particular time and point, but we have enough to survive on. We are survivors. All that we have to do is be conscious of one another, recognize one another, support one another. And there's nothing wrong with that. Every ethnic group in this country does this. That's why they're able to build better schools, better communities. That's why they can send their children to higher levels of institutions, their own institution of education, their own, not the other man, their own. And until we do this, we will always be in bondage in this country. Until we start building what we did before. You see, even out of slavery, we built colleges. Look at all the colleges we built back in the day under those type of conditions. So there ain't no excuse. We did it before, we can do it again. We have everything we need and everybody we need. It's just that we just have to come together. And that's why I'm shouting out from the mountaintops through the National Black Unity News and my other resources. Because the time is now. The time is now, ladies and gentlemen, to support one another. That's why we are here to support you. We're survivors. Brother Satav and I are survivors, but at the same time, look how much more people we can reach if we had your support. Look how more information that we can share with you if we had your support. And again, like I said, when you support us, you support it in yourselves. So back to you, Brother Satav.
Yes, sir. That support is so important. You know what I mean? I was sharing with some people in a college campus in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, called Wesleyan College, about a program that we put together called Travel Intern to Travel Agent in 90 Days. And basically, there's no cost for the students to get involved. We did have one young lady that signed up, African-American young lady that signed up, and looking forward to working with her. And the bottom line is we're going to teach them all they need to know so that they can become a travel agent and be able to participate in the $8.1 trillion travel industry. Now, we talk about $8.1 trillion. If you could just get a small piece of that, like a slice of pizza pie, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. And so we want to do is we want to show people that there is a way that you do not have to be begging for the crumbs that fall from the, and I'm just going to say it, from the white man's table.
That's right.
Whole loaf of bread. You know, you can have the whole loaf of bread. And we remember from the story of the Bible about Lazarus, who was a beggar. And Jesus rose him from the dead. But he was a beggar. And he used to beg for the crumbs that would fall from the rich man's table. And David, the rich man, when the scene changed and they were on their way wherever they was going to go in this afterlife, you know, David asked the people at the pearly gates, please send Lazarus to come and lick my wounds. And, you know, I'm trying to make sure I got the story right, and he was told that there was a gulf between him and Lazarus because he did not take care of Lazarus' needs when they was on this earthly realm. He said, he was told that there's a gulf between you and Lazarus. He can't come to you and you can't come to him. You know, you did not hear him. What makes us think now that you will hear a man that was raised from the dead? And, you know, the moral to the parable is that here in America, we are dead. You know, we might not see it in terms of the physicality of death, but we are a dead people. And there's nothing that can be done to change how the people in power respond to our deadness. Only thing that can change that is they have to be able to accept divine inspiration and make amends.
Well, you know, there's a saying, when a man's hearts or people's hearts grow cold like a stone, and I'm speaking of their minds and everything else, you know, it's unfortunately that you can't change that man's heart sometime unless he goes through a traumatic incident. But right now, you know, there are solutions. God said he will always make a way out for those who are called by him. And I'm going to go see, like I said, I'm at the stage in my life where I made a lot of mistakes back in the day. But, you know, when you live life, you know, you can learn from those learning curves. I don't even want to call them mistakes, but learning curves. Because when you was a child, you thought like a child. Even when you was young, man, I don't even think the same way I thought last year. So, you know, I'm always evolving. And that's the way life is, from day to day, from moment to moment, we evolve. And I've learned over the years. I'm talking about internally. See, you know, a lot of times we often look outside, look to outwardly for things that need to be changed inwardly. Until a man changes his mindset, his way of thinking, and then he can change his situation. He can change his conditions. Because everybody in the neighborhood, in the hood, if you want to call it that, if the mindset changed, the neighborhood would change. The families would change. Everything would change. Until we become conscious, truly conscious of, I'm not talking about waiting for everybody else to do what we need to do for ourselves. I love the song, That Man in the Mirror. Until we start dealing with yourself first, everything begins with you. You are your universe. Until you're able to change yourself. See, Brother Satawi, you made a conscious decision to do the things with the travel business. You made a conscious decision to work with our youth, and you made a lasting impression on our youth. You made a conscious decision to work with us as a people by doing this radio broadcast. Not only have you altered my life, but you altered a multitude of people's lives by listening in. The 40-something thousand people listening now, you are altering their mindset by because words do not come back void. I don't care if they imprint media, airways, newspapers, television, it do not come back void. One thing about the human mind is like a sponge, whether you want to receive it or not, but it's there. If you heard it, even as a child, it's still there. That's how powerful the human mind is. But until we start looking inwardly. And see, the point is, until I start turning around, looking at not blaming the outside world, not blaming them people, even though it is what it is, those people are not going to do for us what we can do for ourselves. They're not going to relinquish anything to us. But in order for us to make changes here in this country, we have to look within ourselves. We have to make a conscious decision to be a better person. We have to make a conscious decision that when I invest my money, am I going to give it to people that who are oppressing me? Am I going to continue to give it to the master who doing everything within his power to keep me at this state that I'm in? Or should I lift another brother in spite of, because if this man doing all these things to you, then why are you complaining about the brother who may not have treated you the best way? And you know the brother struggled, but he does the best he can. But you want to hold him accountable, but yet you won't hold the other man accountable, and you know what he's doing to you. So we have to make a conscious decision to change that mindset about that. Help a brother out, because when you help a brother, maybe he can do better for you. But yet we want to hold each other down, and we want to beat each other up, but we have to stop that. Ladies and gentlemen, it all begins with us. And so I made some conscious decisions, especially, like I said, I'm not the same man I was last week. And you know what? God has blessed me with ideas. Because when you look within, see, God put gifts and talents into each and every one of us. I don't care who you are. You have gifts and talents that nobody else can do it the way you can do it. I don't know why I am the way I am, but God chose me to do certain things. He put these gifts within me, and all you have to do is your job as a human is to nurture those gifts, those talents. Now, I don't know, Aretha Franklin just passed. But Aretha started singing when she was a little teeny girl. But she nurtured it. She worked on it. She ended up being the queen of soul. Because she nurtured her gifts. Now, she could have went on and been done something else. Oh, well, I ain't going to do this and did nothing else. But see, just like me, always been in the media. I work, but I do things myself. And I'm being honest, I'm not being conceited or boasting or anything like this. But putting this public, I'm one man. When people don't realize, I do the job. If you go into any small, I don't care how small the newspaper office, and you sit up there, you see 10, 15, 20 people working up in there. But I've been doing this, it's just second nature to me. I do it as one man. I do the job of all of them put together and more. Because I nurture those gifts, those talents. I do things, I amaze myself sometimes. I'm sitting here now, before I got on the radio show, putting together landing pages, CDs, and videos, and putting all this stuff together, and never went to school for this, just because I nurtured those gifts. And guess what? I reach millions today. Millions! And I do have I am a center of influence, because I put out words. You may not agree with my words. You may not even understand, but it's there once you read them, once you hear them, they're there, and you ain't going to hide from it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. So can you imagine if every black man, woman, and child nurture their gifts, and those of who are in position to give institution of nurturing those gifts, can you imagine those jail hover full of all of that talent in there? Can you imagine all that talent hanging on them corners, flipping and selling drugs? Can you imagine all of that talent out there that we have is being not nurtured? That's all it is. That's why I say, because when you don't nurture the gifts that you become frustrated. And you become confused. And a confused mind usually don't do too much, but it causes nothing but other confusion. But until we learn, and this is not just a David Murphy, this is a godly principle. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. There's a guy, I don't care if it's breaking bread or building buildings. I don't care if it's just sitting up there making mud pie. I don't care what it is, but God put a gift within you that you can nurture. And your gifts can and usually will make a way for you. It can make a living for you. Not only for you, but you can build a legacy for generations to come. And so what I'm saying to you, starting today, right now, look within yourself. Stop blaming the outside man. Yeah, they're going to do that thing. Yeah, that's not fair. They will continue. They ain't nothing changed. And they're not going to change. I don't care how much we cry, how much we protest. Those folks will not change. Why would they change their lifestyle and relinquish what they had to give to someone else? But it's up to us. We have power. We just don't nurture the power. And so what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, look within yourself. God gave each and every one of everything we need to survive, not only for ourselves, but for our children and for our children's children. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a station break right now. You're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And this show is being brought to you by The Voitex. So what is The Voitex? The Voitex is a consumer online travel savings website that allows you to beat what the big boys put out there in terms of, and I said the big boys, talking about Price Right, Expedia, Hotels.com, Travelocity, Orbitz. 85 to 90% of the time, your price for what you are going to book is going to be cheaper than theirs. And it's free. The link is free. You just go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. MU Group stands for the Movements Unlimited Group. When you book your travel with us, it enables us to raise money for our youth outreach programs and also for program that we got going on right now, which is travel agent, the travel intern, travel intern, the travel agent in 90 days, in which we are working with people to teach them the ins and outs of the travel industry so that they can, hey, earn a decent income. And everybody wants to earn a decent income. And so, you know, that's what we do. And again, you can sign up for free by going to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. Do that today. Don't delay. Hey, so that you can get those Labor Day specials that you want to be able to get. Labor Day's coming up. You know, people are going to have about one more beach run, which they're going to be going to the beaches for that last summer get-together, hanging out. Or, you know, hey, you might book a cruise. You might want to go on a cruise. I mean, you can do all of that off the Vortex. Hotels, resorts, cruises, airplane tickets, all of those different items and things. Only thing you won't save any money on, and that's because that's controlled by the airlines, is getting savings on your airline tickets, because airline tickets are what they are. They're fixed. There's no savings in that, but you can save on your hotel. You can save on your cruises. You can save on your resorts. You can save on your car rentals. All of those different items you can save money on. When you save, we get paid. When we get paid, that means we can do more in the community. So we just want to make sure that you go to that link, use that link. That's one of the ways that you can support us in our efforts of what we're doing. Back to you, David.
All right, great. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, this is what you just finished saying, what you just finished talking about. See, that's a solution. This is how we can empower ourselves. You know, if you're going to travel, why not give this brother a call? And not only that, see, this brother, not only can he save you money, but he can help make you some money. This is, see, you don't, where else are you going to get this type of information? People, just other people, they don't want you to know how you can empower yourself. But now, speaking of empowering ourselves, I got some information I want to share with the listening audience about the National Black Unity News. Now, there's thousands of newspapers out there, but ours is kind of uniquely different. First of all, it's a collaboration of business owners that has come together for the sole purpose of bringing you information that's going to enhance your quality of life. Information so that you don't make some of the pitfalls. These people have areas of expertise that will tell you information, some of the do's and don'ts that you should do in these different, say, for in real estate, they would tell you, don't do this and don't do that. Travel, Brothers of Tower, and then would tell you that. Don't do it this way, do it this way. And it can save you a lot of blood, sweat and tears, and most important, money. But not only that, that's the makeup of the publication, but guess what else? I purposely designed the National Black Unity News not only to be effective, but affordable. Nowhere can you go in this entire country and get this amount of coverage for the least amount of dollars. See, it's not, we believe in collective economics. It's not about all you giving everything to me. No, it's about us. Us about we. And when you support the National Black Unity News, those of you who are entrepreneurs, business owners, people who have organizations, those promoters who do events and things like that, you need to give us a call. See, not only do we put your information in the physical newspaper, but at the same time, we put the publication, it's an online publication that has reached millions all across this country and beyond. I said beyond. All over the world, the National Black Unity News is being distributed. And not only that, we go a step beyond that. See, I personally, I'm in the media. I have a multitude of talents. I personally, when you support this publication, I take you on as a client. I give you free consultation. I have many years of experience. I consider myself a servant of servants. I'm here to serve you, to support you, to help you. See, I truly believe that if I can help you to get you where you're going, then my mission is accomplished. Because I believe that if you succeed and I helped you, you're going to reach back and help somebody to look just like me. I believe that you're going to help build a better community. I believe that you're going to build the economy for the black community. And see, and not only that, the National Black Unity News is letting people know that people who look just like me and you are doing these great and wonderful things. We bring exposure to people who would never get this amount of exposure for these the least amount of dollars. And not only on top of that, we also do what you call, I've built. Now, I'm not boasting now. I'm just telling these are facts. These are checkable facts. You know, people can sit up here and talk the talk, but I'm talking and walking it. And, you know, documentation beats conversation every day. And say, all these things I'm telling you, you can go to the nationalblackunitynews.com. Look at our price rate, ad rates, and our promotional services. Compare them to anybody else. And I believe we're one of the only black newspapers that's nationwide circulated. There's only a handful of us out there that's nationwide. And the second thing is, too, like I say, I'm free with my service. I give a free consultation. I can help you. I connect dots. I'm one of the best. I used to also consider myself the network of networks. I know how to connect you to the right people to help you to grow your business or service, give you the right information. And on top of that, I also do commercials, promotional, advertisement. Man, like I say, I throw all of this out at you because my intentions are to help you to succeed. And see, ladies and gentlemen, you won't go to no other newspaper and find that kind of one who would do all of them things for you. Now, I'm serious. It's nowhere. Because, like I say, this is not on man's plane. See, most of these other operations works on a different type of law. They works on man's law. Yes, we work on man's law, but we also work on natural law, supporting our own. We also work on godly laws. Because it's by divine inspiration. Some of you have been crying out, Lord, help me. God, help me do this, help me. And, well, we've been crying out and we're trying to help you all the time. All you have to do is pick up the phone. You know, I can talk the talk, but like I said, pick up the phone. Call me. Like I said, I'm very accessible. My name is David Murphy. I can be reached at 443-455-2373. Not only that, you know, Brothers of Ty, we had worked years ago together, and we're going to reinstitute this program called, it's a directory that keeps money circulating in our community. I used to call it Togetherness Unlimited back in the day. And what we do, we have a discount card, which would enable the consumers to go into black African-American businesses and receive no less than a 5% discount off their products, goods, or services. You can use this card continuously in that same business. You go to a beauty salon, they're part of the directory, you can go there. Every time you go there, you save money. But guess what? Every time you go there, that business owner is making money. And at the same time, this is how we circulate our dollars. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too, and it has nothing changed since I started business. We are the only people in this country that don't keep our wealth. You got Italians, Jews, Koreans, Asians, everybody else circling their money highs 13 times sometimes before it goes out to anybody else. We're the only people that as soon as we get a dollar, it goes right back to some other resources. We don't take our money and support another black business, and then that black business support another black business. Until the day we start doing this, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be business as usual. Because when you support another black business, guess who else will more? Like you said, you wonder why our unemployment is so high? Because we don't have enough businesses and services to hire our own people. You're not going to find too many Asian people sitting on the street talking about they can't find work. You're not going to find Pakistanians and all the little people talking about they can't find work. Because they support their own, they hire their own. There's nothing new. It ain't no rocket science to figure this stuff out. And that same business that you support may end up giving your children a job. Because when we start building institutions, ladies and gentlemen, we did it before. We built colleges. We did everything back in the day. It's nothing new, but we have to be conscious of it. We have to change our mindsets. Until we change our mindsets, then our conditions will change. And so, you know, Brother Satai, we gave you solutions. Now I'm giving you some solutions. And so we're not only talking about this thing. You know, check our – pull our cards up. You know, check us out. We're not talking – we got years and years of service that we bring to you. We're not sitting up here to be tickling branches to make noise on these airways. I've dedicated my life to you, and it hurts me. It really does. It really hurts me to see you suffering like this, and it's no need for this. It's no need to see our brothers and sisters running around looking like zombies because they drugged out, because they gave up on life, because they no one could hire them, no one took enough time to nurture their skills. And we can scan towards our people. They are our people. They are our children. And it's up to us. Like I say, nobody's going to do for us what we need to do for ourselves. Until we do this, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be business as usual. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm taking a stand. The National Black Unity News is taking a stand. And I'm going to do everything within my power to try to support you. But in other words, for me to take a stand, I need your support. You know, freedom has a price. And all I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, it helped me to help you again so that we can help ourselves. Back to you, Brother Satawi.
Yes, sir. What you just said is a mouthful and so important. I mean, I remember when my wife and I, when we ran Rhino Heights Culture Center, you know, we provided employment. And I found that the average person in our community would much rather have a job than be on public assistance, because a job gives them dignity. And, you know, and we, when we ran that center, young people all year long couldn't wait till summer come to see if they was going to be able to get hired at the Rhino Heights Culture Center. I mean, we went from having volunteers to internships to actually employing adults. And adults who basically needed second chances. You know, and it made me think about a program that I know I want to do something with, and it's called Second Chance, where people might have, you know, fell from grace, made a mistake or two, and just need a second chance. Because, believe it or not, the average person would much rather work a job than stand on the corner and sell drugs, even though they can make more money in the short run selling drugs, which becomes a plague on our community, then they can work in a job. And I remember I used to do a thing about the young boy that they work at McDonald's, they wanted to take to the fast lane. Well, the one in the fast lane, he has the potential to make a lot of quick cash. But once he gets popped, and you don't work system, and don't end up in confrontation with the authorities. When you get in confrontation with the authorities, your lawyers are the ones that's going to get rich. You know, they get rich off of the people that's involved in the illegal activities that they participate in. So, you know, we, like I said, you know, that whole scenario I'm very familiar with in terms of providing employment opportunities, you know, for young people and giving them a chance to do what I know they can do under the right leadership and right guidance. So, you know, so I'm excited about possibilities of being able to hopefully venture into that direction as I'm back here in Baltimore to see what kind of impact I can have on the employment issues that affect our community and in the sense of job creation and being able to assist people with anybody that's working in that direction. So,
I'm so pleased that you're back. And and I bear witness to the fact that you have made an impact in this community, and I witnessed that you did so much for it. Matter of fact, you even helped our publication back in the day with some of the youth services that we provided, and what I believe, see, God is calling His people together. He brought you back home, so that you had the right type of connection so that we all going to benefit from when we work together with one another, not only in this community, but all across this country. Because, you know, the timing right now is so crucial right now for like-minded people to come together. So if you travel, you need to get this brother a call. If you need promotion, advertising, getting your name and your word out there, you need to give me a call. Because collectively, when we all pull our resources together, we all win. We can take care of our own. We can build our own institution. Even those ones who drugged out and everything else right now, we can build our own rehabilitation centers. We can give them reentry programs and employment again. We can renew their strength because we all, like a man, don't get me started up in here, but you know all things are possible. It just takes a handful of us to roll up our sleeves. Trust God. God gave us everything we need, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a drill. I keep telling people, this is warfare. People are dying in these streets. Their children are dying. Police are killing us. Drugs and food and everything else because of greed is actually killing us. The water systems in our schools killing us. This is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. Until we stand up and take our rightful place in society. See, we are the original people. Things are out of order. They got us as the last now. When we was the first. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Now it's time to switch it again. That's why this world is out of chaos. That's why it's in chaos, disorder, out of order. Because we out of order. Until we get in our rightful place, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in a chaotic society. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You said a mouthful there, brother. Yes, we got a lot of work to do, but we can do it with your help. So, you know, we're just looking for people to stand up and take a stand. I can be reached at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Give me a holler. Give me a call. You know, I'm here to help you keep from falling. And that's all we want to do is be able to assist and help people. So, But thank you for being on the show today, Mr. Murphy. And I'm going to step back in here. Got a special guest put on. Hold on a second, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, we got here with us today the original introducer of Home Based Business 101, Isaiah Martin, who is here visiting me today. And so I'm going to allow him to be able to share a few things and close the show out.
Hello.
So.
Hey, well, I'm older now. I'm not, you know, the same little kid that you heard anymore for the past couple years. So, yeah, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. And we might be changing the voiceover soon.
Yeah.
So I'll be a little bit more older. And you guys will be up to date with my voice. But it's nice hearing y'all. Stay on the airwaves.
All right. Thank you, Isaiah.
Brother Satavi, can I say a word before you close out?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's, you know, listen to this young man. I remember when he was born, and I used to listen to his little squeaky voice when he used to come on the airwaves. And it just does my heart so good to see that. See, time waits for no one. To see that he's growing up and he's still with you. And it's a good day. You know, I wish him well, and like I know, just let him know I'm family. And, you know, if I could be of service to him, let him know I'm here for him. And Brother Satavi, I thank you so much for this opportunity, man, and I'm glad you're back home because we have work to do, and I love working with true soldiers. And thank you for the work that you've done and the work that you're about to do, sir. So, you know, let's roll our sleeves up and get back on the battlefield and do what must be done. And I thank you for everything. Take care.
All right. Yes, sir. Take care. Thank you.